The seventh largest World Congress for Religious Freedom comes to an end. A family event could help stamp out human trafficking, and a professional golfer models Christ. These stories and more on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Today marks the last day of the historic 7th World Congress for Religious Freedom. Delegates from more than 60 countries gathered in the Dominican Republic to talk about issues of religious freedom, advocacy, and more. Open Doors USA's Carl Mueller says the theme was religious freedom and secularism, conflict or partnership.
As we look around the globe, there are many places where secularism is actually providing space for minority Christian communities to exercise religious freedom.
In many parts of the world, freedom of religion has been reduced to freedom of worship or less. But believers are fighting smarter, not harder. Take what's happening in Egypt, for example.
They're aligning themselves politically with secularists and even socialists in that country. Why? And this is a very practical consideration for Christian communities. It's only by doing that that they form enough of the voting block to maintain any hope of free practice of their faith.
They're keeping the doors open, but in light of the gospel, the 3 days dialogue begs the question, what will you do now? Elsewhere, a grandfather recently stole his grandchildren away when he found them reading a Bible. International Mission Board says the family is from a mostly Muslim area in Africa's Horn. The grandfather claimed he didn't want his grandchildren raised by an infidel or a Christian. It's now been 3 months since the believing father has seen his children. Despite that, he and his wife are still preaching the gospel, so pray for their safety and for their kids. You're listening to Mission Network News. You've likely heard that over 30 million people are victims of human trafficking in the world today. It's such an overwhelming number, though. What can we practically do? Operation Mobilization has found one small but significant way for families to get involved, the Freedom Climb.
It is to come and climb in honor of mothers on behalf of children and women that are oppressed and trafficked around the world.
Sharon Scott was on the last climb up Mount Kilimanjaro. The climb raised $400,000 for OM to fight trafficking and spread the gospel all around the globe. This next climb, though, is on a smaller scale, and this time it's for families.
This cause also affects not just women, but also young children. And I think, you know, as a result of this local event, we can also tune our kids into the crisis around the world.
Families are climbing Sony Mountain Preserve in Atlanta, Georgia this May 12th. You can register through a link at our website. Next, just 6% of Paraguay knows Christ, but people may be waking up to the gospel now. Yesterday, Andrew Palau hosted an evangelistic event in Ciudad del Este. Tomorrow and Saturday, Andrew's father, Luis Palau, will lead a festival in Paraguay's capital city. The events have been featured in 4 of 5 major newspapers and are being broadcast on a secular television network, so pray for the potential millions who have heard or will hear the gospel. And another professional athlete is putting his money where his heart is. Dr. Jerry Haig is president of the Florida Baptist Children's Homes. He explains,
Brad Bryant is a professional golfer on the Champions Tour. Brad and Sue have a passion for adoption. They adopted one of their sons a number of years ago, and then they've been generous and they have been very supportive in helping to fund adoptions for others over the years.
Recently, Bryant held a press conference during the tour, and
Brad challenged everyone, said, I'm going to commit 10% of my earnings to UnitingHearts.org, and I'm going to challenge the other professional golfers as well as each and every person to go to UnitingHearts.org and give a gift to help offset the cost of adoption.
Adoption, says Haig, is a living reminder of the gospel.
We know that God has adopted each and every one of us, and so what a beautiful picture, what a beautiful story, what a beautiful, meaningful way that we could reach out and adopt other children, just in the same way that God's adopted us.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is providing you a proverbial wake-up call, spiritually, with a brand new CD from Charles Billingsley called Never Forsaken. It's 13 songs about the forsaken and the unloved, a challenge for you to do something about it. I'll send you a copy with your fiscal year-end gift. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.